pickled tea leaves may sound a bit out of the ordinary, but not for Southeast Asian chefs. Burma, now known as Myanmar, is an ancient crossroads influenced by the cuisine of bordering Bangladesh, China, Thailand, and Laos. It is here that lapet has become a national dish that is now finding its way to U.S. and European consumers as a branded packaged goods.
Tea's popularity is as a beverage, and a versatile one at that. A single plant produces leaves that are processed, blended, flavored, aged, rolled, compressed, bagged, powdered into a product that finds its audience. But tea's versatility is not limited to the choice it offers as a drink alone. As a green leaf, it's also an herb, but surprisingly, this side of tea has yet been tapped to its fullest potential. Except perhaps in Myanmar, formerly known as Burma, a country sharing borders with India, Bangladesh, China, Thailand, and Laos. Not surprisingly, tea is also cultivated here, but its most famous rendition is as a lapé, a fermented tea leaf, used most famously as a salad called a lapé tho. It's immensely popular in Burmese cuisine and probably the unofficial national dish. It's said that only the finest tea leaves of any harvest are used to make the lapé. Burmese cuisine enjoys fantastic culinary influences. Its popularity may not have reached the levels of, say, its neighboring Thailand's cuisine, but there's plenty on offer. Overseas Burmese are now tapping into the growing interest in lesser-known and unexplored cultures of the world, which offers them an opportunity to promote their own. But there are only a handful of brands like Burma Love Foods, a 5-year-old brand from San Francisco, USA, whose product range is built on the lapé. Besides variations of the dressing, they offer DIY salad kits, which should hold appeal. Another brand is Myanmar Tea Leaves Palin, a homegrown brand said to be the first to actually brand the lapé. These companies also educate people with recipes that showcase the various ways in which the lapé can be used in dishes. Tea you can eat is an attractive opportunity. For promoters of Burmese products, it allows them to take something so familiar and offer it in newer ways. Equally, it offers tea businesses that seek a deeper cultural connection with tea yet another way to tea.